From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. An update on the nation's jobless rate is due out this morning. Stock markets are higher in Europe, with investors optimistic that the worst is behind the U.S. economy. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports economists are expecting more triple-digit job gains for the month of January.
One of the most promising signs in the job market is that layoff activity has slowed. The number of filings for claims for unemployment benefits has declined steadily over the last 3 months. Hiring has increased in recent months, though not dramatically, and economists are expecting about 150,000 jobs to be added to payrolls in January. That's fewer jobs than in December, which saw an unexpected boost in hiring. Longer-term projections have the economy growing, but at a plodding pace. And that means there's no immediate relief in sight for the 13 million or so unemployed people looking for jobs. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
A blizzard warning's posted in the Denver area as a powerful snowstorm blows across Colorado. More than a foot of snow is already on the ground in some locations. Schools are closed and many flights canceled. Meteorologist Scott Entrekin is with the National Weather Service.
We're looking at 1 to 2 feet of snow. It looks like the bullseye of that will be probably just east of Denver, east and south of Denver, across Douglas and Elbert and eastern portions of Adams and Arapahoe counties.
The snow's been falling at about an inch per hour since yesterday. Super Bowl Sunday is just 2 days away. NPR's Mike Pesca has been surveying the activity in Indianapolis ahead of the game between the New England Patriots and the New York Giants.
With high temperatures in the 50s and a compact downtown area offering concerts, events, and an urban zip line, the city once known as Naptown is bursting with energy this week. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has echoed the widespread praise of tourists and media members. However, the visitors are paying for the experience, often in ways they might not realize. Not only are hotels 5 times as expensive as on usual weeks, the financing of the stadium where the game is to take place was provided by raising taxes on hotels, restaurants, and rental cars. Over 90% of the stadium's $720 million cost was paid for by public financing. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Indianapolis.
The murder trial of the U.S. Army psychiatrist charged with killing 13 people at Fort Hood, Texas, is being delayed. A military judge says Major Nadal Hassan will now go on trial in June. Defense attorneys argued at a hearing they still did not have some key evidence needed for trial that was originally scheduled for next month. Hassan is facing 13 counts of premeditated murder and more than 30 counts of attempted premeditated. This is NPR News from Washington. Congress is tackling the issue of questionable financial dealings of its own. The Senate has passed a bill that bans members of the House and Senate, top aides, and senior administration officials from insider trading. The bill requires public disclosure of financial transactions within 30 days. Currently, the rule is once a year. New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand says it's the right move.
We've made it very clear that there is now a fiduciary duty to the American public that when members of Congress and their staff and their families have access to non-public information, that it is illegal to be able to profit from that information.
The bill passed easily in the Senate. It now goes to House lawmakers. Congressman Heath Shuler of North Carolina says he's retiring from the House. NPR's Andrea Seabrook says the conservative Democrat and former NFL quarterback was facing a tough re-election bid.
The North Carolina legislature redrew the boundaries of the congressional district Shuler represents. The new area includes many more Republicans, and that would have forced Shuler into a hard fight to keep his seat. Shuler made his name as an NFL quarterback, but after that career dissolved because of injuries, he started a real estate company and then ran for Congress. He's among the most conservative Democrats in the House, often clashing with his own party's leader, Nancy Pelosi. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.
Parts of Australia are working to recover from widespread flooding. It's done damage to agriculture, coal mines, and forced evacuations in eastern sections of the country. Supplies are being flown in today to one town in the north of New South Wales. That's where 8,000 people have been cut off. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.